We are going to continue the hour by talking about a new exhibit at the Orange County Historical Museum that is being launched in conjunction with the Chapel Hill Historical Society. They have launched a designated exhibit space in the Historical Museum, which is up in Hillsboro downtown on Churton Street. And they've got their first exhibit called A History of Hope that is going to be making its debut this weekend on Saturday, February 19th, with an opening reception. ChapelHillHistoricalSociety.org is the website for the Historical Society. OrangeHistoryNC.org is the website for the Historical Museum in Hillsboro. So go there for more information about A History of Hope and this great partnership. Missy Julian Fox does 14,000 things in our community. She is joining us today wearing the hat as the chair of the new exhibit, A History of Hope, up at the museum. Missy, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Aaron. It's fun to be here, and it's really exciting to talk about this new venture of the Chapel Hill Historical Society.
So how did the partnership come about?
Well, the Orange County Museum approached the board and said, we really want to make sure that we're expanding and telling the stories of the county. And so we would love to partner. We have these four or five cases for you, and we will designate them just for you guys if you want them. And truthfully, you can tell whatever stories you want to. So what a great opportunity that we just couldn't pass up.
One of those, like, why haven't we done this before?
Exactly.
Kind of, yeah.
Exactly.
So the exhibit is called A History of Hope. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we decided that for our very first exhibit, we really needed to start at the beginning, and we needed to tell this history of the university and thus Chapel Hill from the beginning. We've divided it up into part one and part two because it's such a long history. And the truth is that there is so much of our history that has not been told.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much more to tell. But we wanted to get people started. We wanted to spark their engagement and interest, give them a few aha moments, and really lead them into this partnership of discovering and learning more. The history of hope comes from this idea, as someone born and bred and raised and completely in love with Chapel Hill, thinking about what is it in this town that really unites us, pushes us, informs us, what is the root of where we all come from and what we share, no matter if we just moved here and chose the town or we've lived here for a long time, no matter what neighborhood we're in. And for me, that is hope. Mm. It's so this history of hope, I think, unites us, and we certainly see that as we tell our history and our full history, black and white history, the stories that we applaud and the stories that we wish didn't happen.
Yeah.
There still is that hope that we can be better, do better, and it is that power of education that I think unites us and as well. And so what does education give us? It's a hope for our future. So that's where the long story,
I love that,
where it comes from. And and I find that this emotion of hope is our humanity. And of course, we think that if we engage more fully, especially in these times, then that hope and that history will go forward and we will be the best of who we want to be as a community and as a town.
I love that. Charles Kuralt famously asked the same question and had a pretty good answer of his own. I think your answer is just as good, if not better.
Thank you.
I'm speaking with Missy Julian Fox again. The exhibit is called A History of Hope. You said part one and part two. Is it part one now and part two later?
Yes.
Or are they okay?
Yes, yes, yes. And I can't give you, we have a timeline, but it's not sealed
okay.
in stone yet. But this first exhibit covers from 1793, a little bit before that, to 1930.
Mm-hmm.
And
why 1930?
We ran out of space.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So you mentioned some aha moments in the exhibit. What are some of your favorites?
Well, happily, we know each other. But, you know, for a decade, I worked at the university, and I gave tours of campus and Chapel Hill running the UNC Visitor Center. I devised tours. Everything there was to share this community. And yet, the stories, particularly about who built Chapel Hill, what about the enslaved and all the ancestors or the descendants that are still living and working and loving our community today. Stories untold. So here's an aha moment for me. When you look back at the beginning of the university, which for me, I think everyone, was the beginning of the town. There wouldn't be one without the other. But all but two in that long list of trustees were enslavers. And even if you knew it, it's like you need to sit with that for a minute. And for me, it has become that extraordinary example of wherever I am now, let me look around the table and say, huh, does everybody look like me? Did everybody come from the same experience? How am I listening? Am I getting enough voices and opinions? And, you know, Chapel Hill, we pride ourselves on talking. I think we need to start having more pride in listening and gathering more people to the table and acknowledging more. You know, the Historical Society is about making the past present, and that is what informs our future. And so we have to acknowledge and know and feel some of this history so that we're aware and awake and gathering everybody together to solve today's issues and problems. And truthfully, I'll speak for myself, learning a broader history, this black and white history that I never really knew, has enriched my life so much. And there's just so much more of Chapel Hill to love and to honor and to act on that we're just scratching the surface right now. And I am just really proud to be a part of the Historical Society that is willing to tell these stories. But I do have to tell you, Aaron, when you come see it, you know, this is a long history, and so there are tidbits to get you started. And then there's a brochure and on our website, resources, places to look for more information. we have a lot of partners and a lot of good voices that we should be listening to in our community. Did I answer your question?
I think so, yeah. I'm speaking with Missy Julian Fox again. The exhibit is A History of Hope, opening at the Orange County Historical Museum on Saturday, February 19th. There's going to be an opening reception 2 to 4 p.m. ChapelHillHistoricalSociety.org is the website for the Historical Society. OrangeHistoryNC.org is the website for the Historical Museum. I've got to start wrapping up, but I have to ask you to put on another hat just for a second. You always... you started the Heart of the Hill tours in 2019. Are those coming back? I know they're tentative plans, right?
Yes, thank you for asking. And again, those tours are under the umbrella of the Chapel Hill Historical Society in partnership with the Preservation Society. And yes, we are hoping if we can get through the worst of the pandemic and can be together again, that the tours will start up again. We are very hopeful and optimistic. Hopeful, did you hear that?
There you go.
Full
yeah.
of hope that we can do that.
Again, Chapel Hill Historical Society.org, the website, OrangeHistoryNC.org for more on the Historical Museum, and head up there this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. for the opening reception for A History of Hope, and check that out as we get further on into the year. Missy Julian Fox, thank you so much for being
with
us.
Thank you, Aaron. Always fun.